Hello, we are going to be studying from the study of Ten Sefirot. We'll start with the preparation for the study, Rabash says. If he merited and he was given a thought to engage in the secrets of Torah, even though he does not understand a word that's written there, nevertheless, this is a great merit to be adhered during the study in the internality of the Torah, meaning that he believes that we're talking only of godliness, and there is room to deepen his thought, since all I study is from the holy names. If so, certainly this would be a great reward that has fallen for me. Hence, I have nothing to do but to thank and praise the Creator.
I would read again.
Again, Rabash says, if he merited and was given a thought to engage in the secrets of Torah, though he doesn't understand one word of what's written there, nevertheless, it is a great reward. As he is adhered now during the study in the internality of the Torah, meaning he believes that they're speaking only of godly matters, and he has a place to deepen his thoughts, since all I'm studying is from the holy names. If so, this will certainly be a great reward for me. Hence, I have nothing to do but to thank and praise the Creator.
Yes, we have to try to feel ourselves as truly unique. There are billions of people in the world, and I'm one of them, one of 8 billion people. So, in what kind of opportunity, what kind of percentage do I fall into that the Creator chose me and gave me an opportunity to discover Him, to reveal Him, to learn about creation? Who am I that I was chosen for it? And also my friends with whom I can discover the Creator, how He chose one by one, selected them carefully with tweezers, picked them out, and I have to focus on them that He picked and not others, meaning there's something in them where even though I don't see what's unique in them, but the Creator probably does. And that's why He brings us together, that each of us is compatible to the others, and that's why we are together, and it's not by accident. So, we have to thank the Creator, thank the friends, the group, everyone. And with that force, let's enter the lesson. Where are we?
We're in the study of the 10th Sefirot, part 2, item 4 in part 2. Again, the study of 10th Sefirot, we're item 4 in the Ari's words above. The light of Insof surrounds and influences the Igul from afar. Item 4. The Ein Sof surrounds and revolves it from all sides, because it too is like an igul around it and far from it. The Heara of Ein Sof in the emanated must only come through this Kav. If the O had come to them through their surroundings as well, the Netzalim, the emanated, would have been like the emanator himself, without Gvul, meaning unlimited, and without and unrestricted. Again, the Ari says, the light of Ein Sof surrounds and influences the Igul from afar. The Ein Sof surrounds and revolves it from all sides, because it too is like an Igul around it and far from it. The illumination of Ein Sof in the emanated must only come through this line, this kav, since if the Or had come to them through their surroundings as well, the emanated would have been like the emanator himself, without a gvul, unlimited, and without a katze, unrestricted.
So the Creator created the emanations in such a way that they're limited, that they can only feel Him through a line, kav, through a special kind of relationship with the Creator. Because He yearns to see the created beings, the emanations, grow and yearn to be like Him, towards His shape, His form. So if He would influence them in all their desires and completely fill them, they would not grow. They would only be filled with what He grows in them. Just growing the will to receive and filling it with the will to bestow. And this way the created being would not have grown in a fundamental, qualitative manner. Maybe just from a small will to receive to a big will to receive. But it would always have just the light of Nefesh, just existing on the still degree. The still meaning whatever the upper one wants, that's the result, and there's no response on part of the created being. So to shape the created being in a way that it will want and desire and do something on its own until it comes to the degree of Adam, similar to the Creator. So even though it begins from the degree of Adama, soil, but then it comes to the degree of Adam, man, which means to resemble the upper one. And this is the desire of the Creator. So the Creator doesn't influence the creature from all sides and all directions and all desires. And even though He reveals the desires in Him, He relates to Him through the line, the kav, in a very directed manner towards, so the created being develops in his mind and emotion, whatever he needs, until he becomes like the Creator.
Item 40 in opening me relates to, and the Ein Sof revolves around it from all sides. We distinguish two kinds of light in each sefira, which are called opnimi, internal light, and omikif, surrounding light. The light that is clothed inside the sefira is called opnimi. And the light that cannot clothe inside because of the boundary there, the gvul there, is considered to be remaining in its shoresh. In that state, Fira receives from it only illumination from afar, called Or Mikif, surrounding light. The Ari tells us that although the Igulim are far from Ein Sof, meaning that there is a great disparity of form between them, still they receive from it illumination from afar, called Or Makif. That light shines in two manners, namely in general and in particular. The term sovev, surrounds, relates to the general Or Makif, and the term makif relates to the particular Or Makif. We don't hear.
I don't see any questions from anybody, so what does Tel Aviv want? Tel Aviv 2.
These surrounding lights, do they also illuminate through the line or not through the line?
Surrounding light can't come through the line, Kav, that's why it's called surrounding. It surrounds the created being, and the light, the Kav shines on it in such a way. Okay, let's keep going. PT 14.
PT 14.
PT 14.
Okay, Rav, what is the difference between surrounding lights and circular lights?
The circular is general and the surrounding is specifically around a specific desire. We'll see it later on in the interpretation of the words. PT 8.
Rav,
if the Creator wanted the created being to create itself through the line, why not the whole circle?
I don't understand, again.
If the Creator gives the... lets the created being create itself through the line, why not through the whole circle? Only this thin line, he does everything else.
You expand the Kav to the form of the circle, and there's no problem. But Kav, a line, means that you're relating to creation in a specific way, only to relate to the Creator. And in order to relate to the Creator, to resemble him, you have to be in that same line. Just as he goes, you go too. Now, if you can take your entire will to receive and make it in that form, please, then you reach the form of Igul, the complete form. That'll be in Gmar Tikkun.
But at the end of correction, it's the Creator who fills the whole circle, not the created being.
Also, you really don't fill anything, the light does it. Kiev 1.
Yes, dear Rav. According to the text, what's the difference between the general surrounding light and...
There are a lot of lights of the circle surrounding all kinds. We'll learn about them all. I'd say there are dozens of them. So there's a general light that takes all of creation. There's the surrounding light that holds the ten together. There's a surrounding light that holds a person himself. On each and everything, there's internal and surrounding. Internal and surrounding. Tel Aviv 3.
Rav,
why does he write that they're igulim? Circles are in disparity of form from Ein Sof. They're filled with light.
No, Ein Sof is with no limits. And the circles have a form of a circles that they already have some kind of form and limitation. It belongs more to the Kav, but the Kav, the line, fills the circles. That's why in the circles there isn't the light of Ein Sof. We'll learn it. Let's go deeper in. Owen, please.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing. Item 50 in Opnimi, he tells us that this Or Makif that the Igulim receive from Ein Sof shines and surrounds them from all sides, meaning from all four Bchinot. This means that even Bchina Dalet, the fourth phase, where the Opnimi, the inner light, does not shine, still receives the illumination from afar by means of the surrounding light from Ein Sof. The reason for it is that because Ein Sof, it too is like a Nigul. This means that the light of Ein Sof is called circular light because it does not discriminate between the Bchinot and shines and fills Bchina Dalet as well. Therefore, its illumination reaches Bchina Dalet of the Igulim, the circles, as well, though from afar.
Okay, keep going. 70.
70, relating to the words of the Ari. without boundary. The Tzimtzum and the Masach that were placed on Bchinat Dalit, so she would not receive light inside, puts a gvul, a boundary or a border on the light. It limits its expansion as it stops on the boundary of Bchinat Dalit. What the emanated being does receive in general is called kitzba, ration.
Any questions?
No.
No. Okay, let's keep going. The number five, the words of the Ari.
The expansion order of the ten sefirot of igulim, circles, kav, line, is called Adam Kadmon. Five. The first igul, first circle, is the closest to Ensof and is called Keter of Adam Kadmon. Afterwards, this line continued to expand, extended a little, and became round once more, turning into a second circle within the first circle. This circle is called the circle of Chokhmah of Adam Kadmon. Then it expanded further down, became round once more, and formed a third igul, third circle, within the second circle. It is called the circle of Bina, of Adam Kadmon. It continued to expand and become round in the same manner, finally reaching the tenth circle, called the circle of Malchut of Adam Kadmon. Thus we explained how the ten sefirot were emanated as ten circles, one within the other.
Ken?
Yes. What do we have here?
Item 80 in Opnimi. Relating to the words of the Ari, the first igul that's more attached to Ein Sof. We must understand the discernment in the names of the ten sefirot. Sometimes we refer to them as four prinot. Sometimes we call them Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, Nefesh. And sometimes we refer to them as Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeranpin, consisting of six sefirot of its own, and Malchut. When we refer specifically to the Kelim, meaning only to the substance of the emanated being, we define the names of their ten sefirot by means of the four prinot in the will to receive. When we refer specifically to the light that clothes these kelim, we call them nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, yechida. When we refer specifically to the kelim, but want to emphasize the reshimot of the lights that they contain when they are emptied of their lights, we then refer to them as Keter, Chochma, Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut.
Next.
The origin of the above ten kelim, Keter, Chochma, etc., is back in the world of Tzimtzum, restriction, before the emergence of the Kav. It happened after the departure of the O and Sof from the ten sefirot, when the kelim remained empty from lights, which are called ten circles. It is known that although the light departed from them, there still remained a reshimo, recollection, in each and every igul, circle, from the light that it had. A very small ha'ara, illumination from the entire previous light that was left in every kli. This illumination produces a yearning to the Kli that will not rest and will not be at peace until it draws once more all that light it had before, both in quantity and quality. This illumination is called Ereshimo. Know that the content of the names of the ten Sefirot, Keter, Chokhmah, etc., define primarily the Reshimot, recollections of the light that remained in the ten Kelim. From this you learn that there is not a single desire in the worlds, or even a slight awakening of a desire, both in the upper ones as well as in the lower ones, that is not rooted in these ten Sefirot of the circles.
שלא יהיו מושרשים בעשר ספירות העיגולים האלו. ויחד עם זה...
It is true, even with respect to the corporeal, still vegetative animate and speaking. However, it is clearly impossible for any desire to awaken in an essence in a sufficient fulfillment for that desire did not appear before. We've already clarified thoroughly in the first part, in part one of this book, that the will to receive is not the first reason for the light or for its filling, as people think. Quite the contrary. The light and the filling are the reason for the desire. It is the attribute of the will to bestow that is necessarily contained in the upper light that created the will to receive in the emanated being, because a desire in the upper one becomes a compelling force in the lower one. Thus, the upper light became the reason for the occurrence of the four b'chinot, four discernments, or phases, of the will to receive in the emanated being. These b'chinot are the roots of all the desires that appear in the worlds. Therefore, how can a desire appear without a reason, meaning without that upper light that begets it? It is tantamount to stating that there is a creation in the world without a father and a mother that made it. You must also know that the entire reality and all the creations that are destined to come into the worlds already exist in Ein Sof. Moreover, they exist in their full glory and perfection as it is destined to appear in the worlds. Thus, you evidently see that all the desires that are destined to appear already appeared and were revealed in Ein Sof. They appear there in their perfect, complete state, and it is the completeness and the fulfillment, namely the upper light, that fathered and created these desires. It turns out that the fulfillment for the desire precedes the occurrence of the desire that it related, that is related to that filling and indeed causes it.
Questions. PT 19.
Good morning friends. It's the first time I see. He says, although the light departs from them, it still lives a reshima of the light that was in it, meaning a small illumination from the previous light. What is this reshima? It's the first time I see it.
You go to the end of the book and look, where do you have the list of words? That means the interpretation of the words there. And you find the word reshimo, and then you read what it means, what he explains about this word, the definition of it. I understand the definition, but what surprises me is that it says that the illumination causes the Kli Tayirn until it continues the whole light. Rav, that is the essence of the Reshimo, that the Reshimo works in the desire and awakens the desire to go all the way till its Gmar Tikkun. Tzvika. So it was all in the Rishimo. Rav, yes, of course. Otherwise, how can the vessel know what it's supposed to do? Tzvika, that's a question. Rav, we don't have a question about it. You think about it. Okay. Good. No more questions, friends? None. So let's keep going. We have Tel Aviv 3. Rav, why does the circle give birth to the yearning from the desire that is only a thin line? What's the benefit of all the light around the desire? Rav, there's no ability to fill it more than that. There's a desire that wants to fill itself. But there's also a condition to have equivalence of form between the light and the desire. As much as the desire will be in order to bestow back to the host, in that way it lets itself receive back from the host. So it turns out that its reception is no more than a thin line. Okay? Merkaz 1. Again, Yosef. What's the difference between a circle and a line on our behalf? Rav, what did he say in contradiction? Oren, what's the difference between the line and the circle on our behalf? Rav, we need to understand that according to our nature, we are created as circles, and we need to behave as a line. PT 13. We read about matter, Kli, and Sfira. Can you explain the way it cascades between those kinds? A Sfira is already a Kli that realized itself, and it already shines. Usually when we say Sfira, it comes from the word Sapir, which means shines. That's why that's a state. But the Kli, before it shine, the light shines in it according to equivalence of form, so it's not called a sfira yet. Or you can say that it's about the future that it's a sfira. And the way it cascades between material and vessel. The material, the matter cascades, but the light bestowing on it until it becomes prinat dalid. From Prinat Dalet and onward, the matter is called a desire, and then it starts working on its equivalence of form, what it wants, how it wants to be towards the light. Hebrew 10.
We heard that by nature we are built as a circle and we have to behave as a line. What does it mean to behave as a line?
Kav means as much as I can bestow to the host, to that extent I can receive from the host. Clear? PT
25.
Rav, we understand that the desire and the filling are in the light. What's true from the... What should the lower one want, the filling or the desire?
The lower one should yearn to identify with the quality of the light to bestow, and no more than that. PT 5.
A connected 10, is it the form of a circle or a line?
A 10 which is connected wants to be in a circle between them, which means that they're equal, that they have no limitations to what they find in them, but towards the Creator, their form is a line because they can't be limitless compared to the Creator. That's why between them they're in a circle, and towards the Creator they're in a line. Also, that's the way towards the other groups. Between them, they want to be in a circle, they try to be in a circle, and through that they build relationships with the others as a line. That's the line of
So that's a person's relation to the friends in the ten. He's like a line and the ten is like a circle.
It can't be like a kav. Kav is already the establishment of the connection. He himself, how can he be a connection? But let's say the approach is right. Kiev 1.
Желания ни в одном из миров, которые корнями не уходили бы в эти 10 сферот и гулим. Это имеется в виду, что вообще любое состояние уходит
в этом мире. They wouldn't become 10 сферот и гулим. What does it mean in every state, even in our world?
We are all built according to the 10 sferot of the gulim, of the circles. But whoever can be connected to the others by bestowing to them, he already builds himself as a kav. And Gemar Tikkun is that all of the created beings, even the still vegetative and animate, they will also be organized according to the kav, the line, that everyone is bestowing to the Creator by all connecting to the degree of Adam.
Brazil 1.
Querido Rav, não é uma pergunta muito técnica, mas se tudo existe em perfeição, o que precisamos mudar é a nossa percepção da realidade?
Technical question. If everything is complete, then we have to change only our perception of reality?
The reality is in perfection outside of us, but we need to reach that same perfection on our behalf. To build our attitude towards all of reality, just like the Creator is towards us, towards everybody. That's why, as much as we correct ourselves, we reveal that the Creator is in perfection and love towards all of creation. And we need to correct ourselves to be in such a way towards all of creation.
Moscow 1.
Рафа, подскажите, чтобы, может, более понятно было, какой-то можно пример из жизни? Вот Тегулим — это как, наверное, безграничная любовь.
Maybe to make it clear, can you give us an example from life? Are circles like in the endless love of the mother to the children?
Kav is according to my attempts. As much as I am to you, you are to me. See what's written. There's no problem here. You're just not, you didn't see the definitions. PT 14.
What's the difference between Naran Chai and the Sefirot?
Naran Chai is a light that reveals itself in the corrected desires, and the Sefirot are the corrected desires with the inner light inside them, that they can shine with their inner light. That's why it's called a Sefira. Okay. Let's keep going, Owen.
Continuing to read in the paragraph, thus you evidently see that all the desires, next paragraph, now you can thoroughly understand the issue of the Reshimot that remained in the tenth sefirot of Igulim circles after the Tzimtzum and the departure of the reflection and the fulfillment in the above four Prinot called ten circles. These Reshimot mean that all the desires that filled them when they were in Ein Sof and that they now lost remained thoroughly carved and imprinted in them. For that reason, they necessarily remained longing and yearning for the fulfilling and the perfection that they had. This is what we call Reshimot. We said above that there cannot be any occurrence of a desire of any kind. We said above that... there cannot be any occurrence of a desire of any kind, both in the upper worlds and in the corporeal world, that is not rooted in the 10 sefirot of the circles. There are two roots that proceed.
They're completely full with all the other phenomena that will later on be revealed.
There are two roots that precede the existence of all the worlds after the Tzimtzum, after the restriction. The first is that every desire already exists in its full glory and grandeur. This is the reality that exists in Ein Sof. The second is that all the desires are completely emptied of the filling that was related to them in Ein Sof. This root is called the world of Tzimtzum. All the kelim and the substance of the creations extend from the world of Tzimtzum. This means that they are only empty vessels and desires that have lost their filling, while all the fillings of these desires come from Ein Sof. Remember these roots well, for they are among the most necessary to remember as we continue to study this wisdom.
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
No.
Gracias. Las formas descritas.
Thank you.
Como Kav y Gol, ¿cómo se relacionan con el trabajo de recepción de luz en la decena?
Forms that are written as line and circle, how are they connected to the work of receiving the light in a ten?
The circle means without any checking, without any criticism, just like a baby takes from his mother, just receives it. A line means like a person who sits before the host, and that's why it calculates how much can he receive and how much not to. That's the difference between Kav and Igul. That's it. We have to reach to a state that we have no limitations between us. All friends are in a circle. We're all open towards one another as if we're on one desire. But towards the Creator, we organize a circle.
Turkey 3.
Question by friends. What is the reason of Or Makif powerful than Or Pnimi?
The surrounding light wants to enter the Kli, just as it was before the Tzimtzum, because before the Tzimtzum it filled the entire vessel, that from the outside no light was remaining, and in that way it wants to also do after the Tzimtzum. It didn't determine it, he doesn't agree with it. It's like the host that from its bottom of his heart he wants to fill the guest, and he knows that he wants the guest to receive all of it, also according to quality and quantity he wants it, the guest to receive. But for some reason he doesn't really receive it. Maybe he's embarrassed. So the host presses on him. He pushes it.
Allah.
Next. Tel Aviv 2.
Thank you. So we can say, according to what we've read now about the Rishimot, that every state that exists is a state whose purpose is only to correct it, and basically every moment in our lives is purposeful?
Of course. Okay, by this we will finish this part, and for now, let's go to the third part of the lesson.
What will be the third part?
What do we have?
Either peace in the world or the weekly portion?
No. Well, Let's go to the peace in the world.
So before that, let's sing a song together.
When I can't wait myself, I need you here. I'm calling for your help. I keep on searching, searching for light. My heart feels frozen in this broken piece of life. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. No one is ever on their own. Fill the emptiness, and we'll never be alone. We are the people, we are born to love. Let's shine in light when we unite in this crazy life. We are born to love. Love's a shining light when we unite in this crazy life. I'll be with you.
I'll be with you.
Heal this broken path. We'll end the misery.
We'll end the misery.
I'll give you all I have. I'll be your shoulder.
I'll be your shoulder.
Always around. Just hold on to my hand.
Just hold on to my hand.
And I won't let you down. Won't you please, 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 please help me? Let's do it together. And we'll see a brand new world. We are born to love.